And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Charles Finch was released from a North Carolina prison last month, 43 years after being sentenced to death for a crime he didn't commit. Finch was convicted in 1976 for robbing a convenience store and killing the clerk on duty. The conviction was based on faulty evidence, including a police lineup of suspects that a federal appeals court ruled was impermissibly suggestive and improper action by the police to pressure witnesses. Mr. Finch, who maintained his innocence for the entire 43 years that he was tragically and outrageously on death row, was ultimately exonerated through the work of the Duke Wrongful Convictions Clinic. Finch is now the 10th North Carolinian to be exonerated after having received a death sentence. Indeed, it seems increasingly clear that our state has executed innocent people, a situation that ought to sicken us all. The bottom line, there's no way the state can ever repay Charles Finch or those we've wrongfully imprisoned and executed for the injustice they've suffered. But we can and should minimize the chance of future injustices by abolishing the death penalty once and for all. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.